AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Stormy weather along the East Coast has canceled hundreds of flights, with tornado watches and warnings posted from New York to Tennessee. Meteorologist Ashton Robinson Cook.
Fairly expansive storm system is going to spread a lot of heavy rain and severe storms across the eastern part of the country. And so we'll be paying attention to that. There's risks of severe thunderstorms and flash flooding.
Despite heavy rains in the Washington, D.C. area, President Biden took off this evening for Arizona. He's expected to announce a new national monument there to protect the land. He'll talk about clean energy in New Mexico and veterans' benefits in Utah, also attending two fundraisers. Defense lawyers for former President Trump say a Justice Department request for a protection order to limit what Trump can say or show about the election's interference case against him is too broad. They're asking a judge to limit only the most sensitive information. The former president suffered a setback in a lawsuit he filed against the woman who claimed he raped her. Our Ed Donahue reports.
In May, E. Jean Carroll won a $5 million judgment against Trump.
I feel fantastic.
A civil court jury in New York concluded Trump sexually abused Carroll, but she continued to say she was not only sexually abused, but raped. Donald Trump claimed he was defamed by Carroll. The judge said the difference between Ms. Carroll's allegedly defamatory statements and the truth are minimal.
Flags fly at half-staff in California to honor the two firefighters and their pilot killed last night after a collision between two helicopters over Cabazon. CAL FIRE's David Fulcher on KABC.
We have lost three great individuals, three fathers, three husbands, three friends.
This is AP News. Director William Friedkin has died.
I've got a man in Poughkeepsie who wants to talk to you. You ever been to Poughkeepsie? Huh? Have you ever been to Poughkeepsie?
William Friedkin was 32 when he made The French Connection, which won the Best Picture Oscar in 1972. He told NBC News in 2021 the famous car chase scene was all real and it was a risk he'd never take again. Friedkin also directed The Exorcist, To Live and Die in L.A., and The Boys in the Band. He was still working into his 80s. His new film, The Caine Mutiny Court Martial, starring Kiefer Sutherland, will premiere next month at the Venice Film Festival. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
A second body in as many weeks has been found at the Arizona State Capitol. Authorities say they found the body in the west parking lot, and authorities are working to identify who it is and how the person ended up on the Capitol grounds. Another body was found there June 26th. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.